Democratic candidate for governor and actor Cynthia Nixon came to the state capitol in Albany yesterday to talk about the need for more education aid and what she says is Governor Andrew Cuomo's failings in that policy area. But Cuomo's campaign says it's Nixon who's being inconsistent. More from our capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Nixon spoke before the Small City School Districts Association, a group that's suing the state to obey a 2007 court order that said billions of more dollars need to be spent on the state's schools. Nixon says Cuomo's Republican predecessor, former Governor George Pataki, fought the original court case, known as the Campaign for Fiscal Equity, or CFE, for 12 years. She calls Cuomo a closet Republican, saying the Democratic governor has also resisted the court order for 8 years. And she says the system, which favors wealthier schools, is broken.
Point of fact, New York is the second most unequal state when it comes to education funding. And we've got a $10,000 gap per pupil between our 100 richest and our 100 poorest school districts. It's particularly, of course, a problem in black and brown communities, in high needs rural areas.
Cuomo's campaign fired back at Nixon, saying she was being inconsistent on her position on whether a property tax cap for schools and local government should continue, saying she was not ready for prime time. Nixon calls the Cuomo campaign charges 100% untrue. She said earlier in the spring that the governor's self-imposed state spending cap was disastrous, but she says she's always said the tax cap rules need to be eased to make it less difficult for schools and municipalities to override the cap if they believe it's necessary.
What I've said is that I support the property tax cap. I think that we have far too much burden placed on our property owners across New York State. They are very rent burdened when it comes to property taxes. I have said, though, that I think it should be, if a locality wants to increase taxes on itself to pay for something like schools, that we should not make it so onerous.
Nixon says the state needs to take over a greater share of school funding and the state health care Medicaid program so that districts and local governments don't have to collect higher taxes to pay for that. Governor Cuomo was in Albany but did not appear in public. He called into the cable news channel New York One, where he agreed that there is inequity in school funding in New York. The governor says he needs to know more, though, about how much each school district is spending on each school.
Not overall funding, not, you know, the myth of CFE court cases. Those are non-facts. We spend more money than any other state in the union. Who is getting the money? Rich versus poor, black versus white. That's the question.
Nixon says the governor often says the state spends more money than any other state, but
to me, sounds to my ear like he's saying that we spend too much and that we should actually spend less.
Nixon is also pushing for higher taxes on the state's millionaires to get more money for schools and other priority items like the subway system. Cuomo on New York One says that's a non-starter with the legislature and the votes are just not there.
Is politically very popular. I get it. And it's a great slogan. And it polls very high because the only people who are against it are the millionaires. And it sounds great. Sock it to the rich. And that's the answer to everything, by the way. That's the political answer to everything.
The governor says he supports congestion pricing to fund mass transit. Nixon says she thinks if new Democratic lawmakers are elected in November, the millionaires' tax could pass. She says many Democrats already in the Senate and State Assembly support it. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.